grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones, as always, toll-free at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, sometimes heroes come from unexpected places. And right now, I'd like to acknowledge some heroes out there in the world. Let's call them the Church of Satan. I don't often go to the Only Sky, Kansas, as a news source, but today it's appropriate. A Kansas town to put In God We Trust back on their police cars. Now, that's a reversal, Dom. They had voted to take them off the police cars. And under pressure from their very religious white nationalist community, they apparently had decided to put In God We Trust back on the police cars. But as the headline here says, there's a twist. Let me read. 2 weeks ago in Haven, Kansas, the city council asked the local police department to remove the In God We Trust decals from vehicles and to stop using their official Facebook page to promote Christianity.
I mean, wait a minute. How do you think they would feel if they used that Facebook page to promote Islam or Hinduism?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, Dom. Council member Sandra Williams, raising concerns about it, correctly noting that those were not the forum to be talking about God. To his credit, Police Chief Stephen Schaefer said he would do whatever the council wanted him to do, even if he didn't agree with it. The second-guessing about that move, however, started quickly. Mayor Adam Wright later said there should have been probably a little more discussion before bizarrely claiming the cops needed to look to a higher power.
What?
That's why more eyes than usual were on tonight's meeting. Would the city council cave to the inevitable pressure from the Christian zealots who think their religion's stamp deserves to be anywhere and everywhere they want? According to Grant DeMars, a local news channel, KWCH, your news leader, the meeting was packed and some attendees were hoping council members would resign.
Even though those members did absolutely nothing wrong.
By the end of the night, DeMars reported the city council caved under pressure. They voted 3-2 to allow the In God We Trust decals back on the vehicles. The vote occurred after several public comments from the supporters of the Christian nationalist agenda. Mayor Wright said he received hundreds of emails and supported the decals, and that few who opposed them weren't from the city. But church-state separation shouldn't be subject to the popular vote. Right. Just because a Christian majority wants to impose its faith on the public doesn't mean elected officials need to go along with it.
Or should go along with it.
This isn't about patriotism or whatever excuse the God people claim it is. It's about pushing the Christian brand of God on every non-Christian in the city. And those non-Christians have been sent a very clear message that they are not safe or welcome in this community because the police department is beholden to one religion and one religion only. But tell the people about the silver lining.
Crudy, DeMars noted that the three yes votes were hesitant. The council members who flipped did so only after everyone agreed that similar speech from any other religion or lack thereof can also be added to police vehicles.
Now we're talking.
You know what that means. There will now be a race between American atheists and the Satanic Temple to see who can be the first to supply the city of Haven with enough decals highlighting their non-theistic beliefs. I've contacted both groups to see what their plans are, and we'll update the post if when I hear back. And Crudy, there's updates.
Oh, there's...
I'm a fan of man!
The Satanic Temple's spokesperson, Lucian Graves, tells me they will have designs ready by tomorrow.
We got designs.
Update number two. American Atheist plans to send the city E Pluribus Unum stickers. President Nick Fish told me certainly a phrase that speaks to how our nation and our community is stronger when we stand together, would be more welcome than a divisive exclusionary slogan that alienates almost a third of Americans. And an update number three. There are some designs that the Satanic Temple is considering sending to Haven, and they put them on the website here.
Can I do one?
Yes, go ahead.
Names.
So many names.
Here's the first one. Protect. Serve. Hail Satan. Another. Valor. Pride. Integrity. Hail Satan.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy.
and another. One nation. Hail Satan.
Sign on with the devil.
Duty, honor, community. Hail Satan.
Devil's triangle.
I like the protect and serve. Hail Satan. And it's like a badge with an upside down pentagon. And there's Satan, and he's got the two fingers up.
Baphomet, he's got like the little kids.
On. And the little kids looking up, admiring, you know, the one true God, right?
Update number four. Our friends from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're based right here in Madison, tells me they will also be sending E Pluribus Unum decals to Haven. These are designs that they have used in the past.
I got to tell you, my favorite. Protect, serve, hail Satan. Now, so they're going to put In God We Trust, protect, serve, hail Satan.
So I guess.
E Pluribus Unum.
You ever see like the crazy people drive around with all
it's
the crazy stickers?
It's going to be like NASCAR, man.
Exactly, man. There's like a cat in Milwaukee that would have
you're this. You're not first, you're last.
POS, you know, station wagon that he used to drive around, this loaded.
Covered. Oh, I've seen that.
Remember
guy.
That cat, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to see all the windows of these cars. While I certainly, you know, appreciate the fact that they're allowing other and or non-religious imagery.
Hail Satan.
It's kind of juvenile, but that's kind of the point, right? Do you think that those Christian nationalists get it?
Dominic, I would remind you that we took a Satan devil tree to the Wisconsin State Capitol to interrupt the super spreading.
I don't know what
COVID
you're talking about,
Christmas
man.
Carols.
I walked in, that tree was already set up, man. Wasn't
okay.
Me.
So let me point out, I had to do all the work, and you and Fancy Brian were just a little late to the party at the Wisconsin State Capitol when we showed up with the devil tree.
I think you got there early. That's what I think would happen.
Well,
the
you
devil
know,
tree by crude. An experience like none other.
I was very proud of that tree. I'd spent hours crafting the ornaments. You know, what's up legally?
Hail Satan. What?
That's my tree.
Nice. Curdy, hail Satan. You want to see cars with hail Satan? I mean, and here's a joke. I mean, Satan is a Christian god. It's still honoring Christianity. It's still recognizing Christians.
Much like you, he's a fallen angel.
I haven't fallen. So how about a new religion? How about no religion? E Pluribus Unum, I like that. I like the Freedom From Religion Foundation's take on this.
Well, man, throw the horns. Hail Satan. Protect. Serve. Hail Satan.
Can we do the money next? Get off the money or just add a bunch of stuff to the money?
Oh, to the money?
Yeah.
Can we add Hail Satan to the money?
I mean,
how about some cryptocurrency? That's the devil's lettuce. Come back with us, the Happier Happy Hour. Ooh. Now with more Dominic and you perhaps as well. Call us. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, Hail Satan.
My Satan sense is tingling.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
They warned me Satan would be attractive.
Have at it.
Okey-dokey-doo.